So take a couple of minutes to find a comfortable and relaxed posture with your back straight, shoulders relaxed. You might take a few full breaths. Just let the body fill with the breath. And as you breathe out, you might imagine you're letting go of any tension you might be holding, any tightness or tension. So sit in a way where you're not feeling like you have to be doing something or trying to get somewhere, but just be relaxed. Imagine you're sitting in a comfortable chair at home and no obligations. Just be really, you can be really at ease. And I'd like to begin this sitting with a poem by Mary Oliver called The Journey. It really, to me, speaks of really any authentic spiritual journey. The process involved in this journey. He said, "One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. 'Mend my life,' each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save." When we begin a retreat or any extended period of practice, it can be helpful to take a few minutes to reflect on our intention. Our intention in coming here this afternoon. You might just reflect why it was important for you to take these hours, maybe up to 5 or 6 hours with travel, to come here, to take the time to be quiet, to meditate, to open to whatever is arising, whatever might arise, to do this together with other people in community. Just reflecting on intention, on your intention. In coming today. In Zen again, they have this saying that the most important thing is to remember the most important thing. Most important thing is to remember the most important thing. So just remembering why, reflecting on why it was important to take this time. perhaps how this practice might fit in with your larger aspirations or your spiritual practice more broadly. For most of us, there's two aspects that can be present at the same time, or one can be stronger at one time and one stronger at another. And the first is the feeling that there's something that's difficult or challenging or painful. You know, we could call it suffering, we could call it stress. Just life feeling in some way kind of pinched or less than it might possibly be. Most of us come to a spiritual practice through some form of difficulty or suffering. If everything was going wonderfully, perhaps we wouldn't feel the need so much to come to meditation or come to some other spiritual practice. Most of us, there's some sense of things being challenging or difficult or painful. And the other aspect is the sense of potential, the sense of possibility. Something in us that perhaps knows that more freedom is possible, or perhaps great freedom, great peace. Maybe we've experienced it sometime in our lives. Just then we can remember that. Or maybe it's just some sense of a knowing, some sense of possibility. I think when you think of the Buddha's story of living a life of luxury but still feeling that something was missing, that there was still suffering, and going out and leaving all of the wealth and the riches and comfort behind and going on this very painful and difficult search for freedom, for, you could say, the end of suffering. And he found it, and you know, his teachings come out of that realization. I think each one of us has something in us that knows that there's great possibility for freedom and for peace. So for wherever we put ourselves in that spectrum, it might be we just want a little bit more peace in our lives, a little bit less stress. But there's some sense of possibility, of potential. And normally there's some sense that it's a difficulty that we can work with, that we can perhaps alleviate. So as we begin this time together, or sitting together, reflecting on your intention, reflecting perhaps on your journey, the spiritual path, and as we begin this journey, kind of part of a larger metaphorical journey, a journey that we're all on, there's a variety of practices that we can do to help us to find greater freedom, greater well-being, more peace. And in this practice, or the practices we'll be doing this afternoon, the practices of mindfulness meditation, really at the core is the practice of opening to things just as they are, meeting this moment just as it is. So we'll be coming back again and again to this basic quality of attention and a basic attitude of being here and being willing to be with things as they are. So as we sit together, just notice what's present for you. What's present on the level of bodily feelings, sensations? What's present in the field of moods or emotions, states of mind? Whatever's here, there might be sense of heaviness, or could be sadness. There might be excitement, energy, maybe even joy, peace, or perhaps restlessness, tiredness. See if you can open to whatever you're experiencing right now with kindness, with acceptance, without judgment. This moment is like this. And if it's a difficult moment, you can always put your hand on your belly or your chest. Just acknowledge that, yeah, this is hard right now. And meeting it as it is, not resisting, not pushing away. Here is a poem by the great Sufi poet Rumi, Jalaluddin Rumi, which speaks probably more clearly than any other poem I know about this practice, about the not just the practice of meditation, but the practice of opening to our experience as it is. I think is at the core of any genuine spiritual practice, the willingness to be with things as they are. So this poem is The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So this afternoon, I invite you to meet whatever experience arises for you. Maybe a very painful memory, or some feeling of sadness or grief, or feeling of happiness or joy. Whatever it is, to meet it in this way, as though you're welcoming a guest. Oh, you've come to visit. Please have a cup of tea. Stay for a while. See if you can meet all of the guests with the same quality of open-heartedness, so that you're not saying to some guests, please stay longer, and to others, can you leave quickly because you're bothering me, but you're actually inviting them to stay as long as they want to stay, and then they'll leave in their own time. So that what we're doing is we're bringing a quality of acceptance, of opening, of non-judgment. Just welcoming the guests. Welcome the guests. So just notice right now what guests are present. as a way of helping us to be present with our experience, it's useful to have something to focus our attention on. In almost all meditation traditions, people will use an object. Could be an external object, could be an internal experience, could be a question or a mantra. For right now, you might just let your own breathing be enough to just ground you in the being here now. So just a simple awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath. So feel the cool air entering your nostrils and filling the lungs. Feel the chest and the belly rising, falling. And the sensations of the out-breath at the nostrils or the mouth. So for now, you might just use, if it's helpful, use your breathing as a way of just grounding yourself here, countering the tendency that many of us might find ourselves in. If we just were to sit here, very easily we might just space out and get caught up in thoughts, stories, plans, memories. That's not a problem, but it's helpful to notice when we are lost in thought and just come back into, just be aware, be here now. And the breath can be a helpful vehicle for doing that. Just a simple awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath. And as you're aware of your breathing, you can still be aware of other aspects of your experience. But just keeping the breath more like in the foreground. Might notice where your attention is right now, and if you're caught up in thought, plans, memories, daydreams, worries, fantasies, it's not a problem at all. We just notice when we're lost in thought, when the attention has moved from the breath or from this present moment's experience into a story or into a memory or a plan, into thought. We just gently come back again. We might just come back to awareness of the breath. And it's not as though we're doing anything wrong or we're failing meditation when we find that we're lost in thought. It's just noticing and then coming back, noticing and bringing awareness to the breath or to the body. In doing this, we're training the mind. A helpful image, I think, can be of training a puppy. You know, the way that you bring a puppy back is the quality of heart and mind that we would do that we would train a puppy with kindness, but also with diligence. Come back. Same with our minds, just diligently coming back, but with kindness, not grabbing hold of the mind or judging ourselves or beating ourselves up. Just gently coming back. In breath, out breath. How is it to welcome whatever guest or guests may be present right now for you? Just recognizing what's here and allowing it to be just as it is. How is it to meet a difficult emotion like sadness or anger with a quality of kindness? Welcoming that guest, perhaps feeling the space around the sadness in the body or the anger, recognizing, allowing, welcoming the guests. This poem is called Peace, and it's by Dorothy Hunt. Do you think peace requires an end to war, or tigers eating only vegetables? Does peace require an absence from your boss, your spouse, yourself? Do you think peace will come some other place than here, some other time than now, in some other heart than yours? Peace is this moment without judgment, that's all. This moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without thinking that it should be some other way, that you should feel some other thing, that your life should unfold according to your plans. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome. Peace is this moment without judgment, this moment in the heart space, where everything that is welcome.